Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September the 1st, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
This evening, we are discussing COVID-19, the decline in new cases and deaths, and also the detection of a new variant, the C.1.2, in South Africa and other nations.
We are also going to discuss about the Zim Expo CFI conferences in Dallas, Texas, this weekend, where Zimbabweans in the diaspora will be able to hear more about the diaspora policy from government representatives.
But first, before we go into many of these other issues, let's look at what is happening in Zimbabwe. The Minister of Health has reported that there were 3 deaths yesterday from COVID-19 and 192 new cases. At the same time, the ministry reported that from last year, the country has recorded 124,733 cases, and out of these cases, 113,057 have actually recovered. The country has so far recorded 4,419 deaths, and it seems as if many people are actually dying. And at the same time, people that have been vaccinated for the first time are totaling 2,582,705, and those that have received their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine are 1,636,498.
Scientists have detected the C.1.2 variant, which they say is concerning mutations. The variant first discovered in May is already present in 6 of South Africa's 9 provinces and in countries like DRC, Switzerland, New Zealand, Mauritius, and Portugal. Scientists say the variant has traits that are difficult to treat.
Ngabe mahlabezulu linjani lapho likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba SGNAyo namhla lojonga ke lapha sihlafuna indaba SGNAyo lokuqala ngolwe COVID-19 ukuthi kwenzakalani eZimbabwe siyabona ukuthi ke kulabantu abathathu ababulewe COVID-19 izolo elizweni wathi ke abayi 192 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19 kusenjalo ke uhlangothi lwezempila kahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi 124,733 asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19 kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye. Kunani leli sokulabantu abafika 113,057 asebakuphepha kumkhuhlane we COVID-19. Bese kusithi ke abantu abafika 4,419 bathathwa umkhuhlane we COVID-19. Uhlangothi lolu lubika njalo ukuthi sokulabantu abafika 2,582,705 asebejovwe okuqala ijekiseni ye COVID-19. Kuthi asebejovwe okwesibili sebefika 1,636,498. Sikhuluma nje okwamanje kukhanya ngazane sokuleyinye njalo i-variant kumbe ngithi umkhakha omunye we COVID-19 okuthiwa yi C.1.2 otholakale kwele South Africa. Siyakhumbula ukuthi ke ngomabasa bake bakhuluma ngakho khonoko ukuthi kulo mkhakha lowo kodwa kukhanya ke ungani uyamemetheka kuna ngale kule South Africa. So ukhanya nomkhakha wangkhona uyadibanisa okuningi ukhanya ngazani kungahlupha abantu. Kuzobuya ke lonyaka siyakwazi ukuthi kule Zimbabwe Expo khonapha ke kwele USA. So ibizwa ukuthiwa iZim Expo stroke CFI conference eDallas, Texas. So siyakwazi ukuthi kumele kwenziwe lokhu ngempela viki. Kunabantu abaningi abakhangelele ukuthi bangahamba ke endaweni le. Ukuthi baye kuzo ukuthi kambe uhamba njani elizweni leZimbabwe. So ke simenjalo ke Jonga.
Ndizvo zvo Gibbs, nasi vadiwa vateereri nevatariri. Tiri kutarisa nenyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 munyika. Tinoona kuti nezuro hurumende yakazivisa kuti kwakashaya vanhu vatatu uye vamwe vanokwana kuita 192 kana kuti zana nemakumi mafumba mwe nevaviri vakawanikwa vaine denda irori. Pano wakavhenekwa nezuro. Tichitarisa kusvika kupera kwezuva nezuro musi waAugust 31, 2021 kana kuti nyamavhuvhu 31, 2021 Zimbabwe yane vanhu vanokwana kuita 124,773 vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Tingati zviuru zana nemakumi maviri nezvina nemazana manomwe nemakumi manomwe nevatatu. Kusanganisirawo vanhu vanokwana kuita 113,057 vapora, kana kuti zviuru zana negumi nezvitatu nemakumi mashanu nevanomwe vapora kubva kudenda iri. Asi tisakanganwa kuti nyika yarasikirwawo zvakanyanya neupenyu hwevanhu vanokwana kuita 4,419, kana kuti zviuru zvina nemazana mana negumi nevapfumbamwe 4,419 vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri. Tichitarisawo kusvika kupera kwezuva nezuro, vanhu vanokwana kuita mamiriyoni maviri nezviuru mazana mashanu zvine makumi masere nezviviri nemazana manomwe nevashanu vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yekudzivirira COVID-19 yekutanga. Panyaya iyo yedenda reCOVID-19, tiri kunzwa kuti nyika dzinosanganisira South Africa dzakawana zvakare utachiwana hutsva hwedenda irori reCOVID-19 hunonzi C.1.2. huri kunzi hunokataza kana kuti hunopedza miviri yemunhu nguva diki diki kudarika mamwe mavariant kana kuti mumwe utachiwana hwanga huchiwanikwa. Tinoona kuti nyika dzanga dzichindengendeka nevariant yanga iri kweiye zvino izvi. But manzwiro ataakuita iyo itsva iri kunzi hanzi inotapuriranwa nokukasika uye yakutowanikwa munyika dzinosanganisira South Africa, Switzerland, DRC, New Zealand, Mauritius nePortugal. Nemafambiro anoita nyika, tisakanwa kuti nyika pasi rose rangove ngati global village. Munhu anogona kumuka nhasi ari muno muAmerica, mangwana anoedzerwa kune imwe nyika, muAfrica akupi. Saka denda rinogona kunge rakutotenderera munyika dzakawanda kudarika idzo dzatiri kunzwa nezvadzo. Ndo imwe nyaya tichakurukura. Tichatarisawo nezviri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe vari muno muAmerica. Pane inonzi Zim Expo yakabata nagore rino neChristian Fellowship International kana CFI vari kuita misangano yavo kuDallas mudunhu reTexas. Ikoko tinonzwa kuti kune zvakawanda zviri kuitika kusanganisira vaimbi vakabva kuZimbabwe vachanga variko ikoko, vanosanganisira Sandra Ndevele, Jazz Signal, Toki Vibes, vaMechanic Manyeruke nevamwe. Pamusoro pezvo tinonzwawo kuti gore rino kune vamiriri vehurumende vanenge variko kuti vanga vachitsanangura pamusoro pemutemo uri kunzi uri kuumbwa nehurumende unenge uchibata nyaya dzakananga nevari kunze kwenyika kana kuti vari kudiaspora, mutemo unonzi wediaspora policy. Tinonzwa kuti ivo vashandi vehurumende variko vakamirira kunge vachipindura mibvunzo nekutsanangurira vana veZimbabwe zvakanaka nezvakaipira mutemo iwoyu. Asi handitarisiri kuti pane zvakaipa zvinenge zvichitarisirwa, zvinozobva kubva kumaonero evanhu ivo vanenge vachitsanangura manakiro emutemo iwoyo. Zvimwe zvatinonzwa zviri kunyanya kutariswa munyaya iyoyo rekainingoti verengei gedzi mudiaspora policy, hanzi the government further acknowledges that the Zimbabwe diaspora wishes to be engaged as active citizens in national dialogue and affairs as they bring international exposure and lessons to the table. To this end, a directorate was established in the ministry. And directorate, the mandate is to attract diaspora investment into the country's economy through the recently approved diaspora policy and engage Zimbabweans living and working in the diaspora and emphasizing that Zimbabwe is ready for such investments. Ndo dzimwe nyaya dzinenge dzichitarisirwa kunge dzichikurukurwa iko kumusangano weZim Expo nevamiriri vehurumende vachitsanangurira zvakanakira mutemo iwoyu kuti unenge uchipamikana kuvana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kuti vanga vachikwanisa kuisa kana kuvamba mabhizimusi nezvimwe zvakadaro kunge vachipindawo munyaya dzinobata nyika yeZimbabwe kidzi.
Kunjalo kunoko ke ukwetulwa ngujonga ukuti ke kona gale kuZim Expo kuyave kuhlangane lezokholo ukholo lwesiKristu ngabe kusenziwa into ezijeneyo. So ke nxa sikhangela khona ngale ke kukhanya ngani beziphathamandla zikarhulumente ziyabe zikhona eDallas, Texas, lapho kuyabe kule Zim Expo. Kukhulunywa ke ngokuthi idiaspora ingenzani ukwezeukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lithuthuke. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kula bantu abaningi kakhulu abahlala emazweni ajiyeneyo abafisa ukuthi ngabe bavota kwele Zimbabwe. So bathi nxa lifuna ukuthi sincedise khona ngale Zimbabwe lisinike phela ilungelo lokuthi sivote. So ngunye kwangikhona khona kujonga. Bese kuya njalo nokuthi i-diaspora investment, ukuthi umuntu xa ifuna ukuyatshala imali yakhe kwele Zimbabwe yafuna phela ukuthi kube le security ukuthi i security of property kungani yakukhuthazwa okunye okumangalisayo. So ke eZimbabwe lithi lona lizimisele ukuthatha abantu ukuthi bathi hayi ngena eZimbabwe lisebenze. So singaqhubeka ijonga sike sizwe ke ingxoxo eyenziwe uEzra Chisa Sibanda with one of the people in Bulawayo concerning, you know, COVID-19 and, you know, school fees and all those kind of things. Let's hear the piece there.
Hi.
Yebo Ndlovu.
Yes.
Unjani Ndlovu ngapha ekhaya?
Ekhaya eMadoba.
EMadoba. Lapha ngiyabona ukuthi malapha ke khathi sekukhona kodwa sokuchisa uvela hlatshu. Uvela hlatshu.
Uvela hlatshu.
Eh, bakunjani?
Hayi, angeza lutho.
Angeza lutho. Yesibili nje manje uqala.
Hayi, ngiyokuqala.
Khona uzaphendula. Usuke eMadoba uzohlatshwa umbhlaba eDrobe.
Hayi, hlalela ngapha eduze
ngapha. Oh. Mm. So kodwa bathini ngalo mkhuhlane ukhona nememethe? Kuba singcono.
Ah, nxa sisho wathi sibangcono.
Sibangcono. Kunganathi ungahlatshwa le isikhathi sonke lesi. Usafuna ukubonana. Usayisawa.
Isikhathi saphola, isakade singani amalayini aba maningi ngale ngapha esikhona.
Okay, wena bekhona apha kubulawo ma?
Ngapha eFountain la.
Oh, eFountain? Okay, akula clinic ngapha?
Hayi, amaklinikhi azayisibuya ngapha kwesilante ngale manje sisise baningi sine ilanga lishona.
Awuzwayo. Unkosikazi ungaphi?
Unkosikazi naye kula Fountain.
Sehlatshiwele?
Hayi, elibe ngabuyanga. Yelibe ngabuyanga.
Oh, wena ufuna uqala uhlatshwa, ufuna unkosikazi ahlatshwe, ufuna ukuthi hayi.
Awuhlatshwa naye, yalethwa uhamba nemuli nabantwana.
Oh, abantwana bangaki?
Abantwana nje-four.
Okay. Loko ocina? Yiko okuncane ocina?
Loko.
Hayi,
khona okuncane bayalo.
Okay, bayafunda kodwa?
Eh, la bayafunda lawo.
Ithini school fees? Njengoba sikhwelile.
Ah, kusho ukuthi njengoba sitsho ukuthi kuvilo neli sikhola siyakuzwa ukuthi bakhwela abesithi. So that's it.
Ngomvulo bayavula abancane.
Bayavula abancane.
Yeah, awura mntwana osesekondari.
Hayi. So that's it. That's okay.
Manje wena ngokukhala ungakhuthaza abanye ukuthi bahlatshwe yini kumbe bangahlatshwa?
Ah. Mina ngithi okukhululekileyo zakusitsho angahlatshwa.
Wena uhlatshwe ukuthi uyafuna umbuyesabela ukuthi kuthokebe lo mthetho ukuthi awugade ozukho, awungene ebhenki, awuthini ungahlatshwanga?
Hayi.
Wena uhlatshwe ukufuna kwakho?
Ukufuna kwami nje kuphela ukuthi hayi, nakuyinto elaphayo kwelashwe kuphela.
So ngibona umuntu ofuna nge-COVID.
Hayi.
Aza kumbona. Lo fe ngayo aza kumbona, aza kuzwa
manje. Hayi, ngiyaphonga ukuzwa ukuphela kwesayo. Kanti ngendlela yami sengizwe ngawe yabe singasamboni.
Ngasaboni. No Ndlovu siyabonga ngesikhathi sakho.
Hayi.
So there you are, Jogan. So Ezra Chisa Sibanda was talking to a resident of Bulawayo about COVID-19. So basically what this gentleman was saying, that is Mr. Ndlovu, he was saying, you know, he voluntarily went for vaccination. So he says he sees his fit to do that, but his wife has not yet been vaccinated and kids. So he says they'll go at their own time, and he's happy that he has been vaccinated. So, and he's also happy that the number of cases, COVID-19 cases, is actually going down in Zimbabwe. So he says, yeah, that's good news, and maybe these vaccines may be helping a lot, you know, according to him. Yeah.
Yes, and Gibbs, remember we heard from yesterday's cabinet meeting that children between 14 and 18 years old were encouraged, strongly encouraged to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a positive development too. Remember, schools just got opened, and also, but the gentleman I spoke with for our show, Mr. Itairu Sike, of community working group, health working group, he said that I think there should be some consent from parents and guardians before these 14 to 18 year olds get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so you can go ahead now. I think we've got our first guest.
Yes. Tine tina opa wanyarikani wedu wekutanga vari muchirongwa ndava Tawanda Soshe Dzokora. Vanoe Sashigaro, the Battle MDC Alliance, Mudunre, North America. Magadi wa Dzokora.
Chipo, Magadi, Magadi, Mbye, Zimbabwe.
Hai, watimu wakini. Ndiri kuona kuti kamera yenyu yakatitarisei mudenga stereki, saka imi muri kuzongooneka kubva pachirebvu chichingoti kwirei. Amena kuti yeah, I think thank you so much. Yes, Mr. Zipora, what's your take on the developments back home with regards to COVID-19? We have seen a very encouraging development, especially on the decline in deaths and new cases.
We welcome what the Minister of Health is doing, especially what you just said here, that they are encouraging young people under the age of 14 to 18 to be vaccinated. We as the MDC Alliance have been very steadfast telling Zimbabweans to go and get vaccinated. And we continue to ask people to do the same. It helps. We are seeing it here that the COVID-19 impact in the USA has greatly been reduced. Because a lot of people, millions of people, have been vaccinated. So we continue to encourage Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe and outside Zimbabwe to get vaccinated.
And also we heard from the minister responsible for information, Ms. Monica Mutsangwa, that those are coming from countries that were marked as hotspots, like India, were no longer or are no longer required to be quarantined. What's your take on that?
Yeah, those are the mistakes that we continue to see our government making. There is no reason why they should be relaxing rules at such a critical point. Zimbabweans are dying, as we are speaking. More than 4,000 people have lost their lives. So for us to do what is contrary to what all the other countries are doing. Here in the USA, if you are coming from South Africa, if you are coming from a hotspot country, you are not allowed. And the US has made it very clear. Even the people from the United Kingdom, from Europe, all those people are not allowed to just come in the United States because they are protecting their people. And that's exactly what we expect of the Zimbabwean government. They have a responsibility to protect the Zimbabwean people. And one way of doing that is making sure that all those people that are coming from countries that are considered hotspot by, you know, all the countries should not be allowed to just come in the country like that. So I don't even know what is going on with my Monica Mutsangwa to make such an announcement.
Thank you so much, Zokora. We are trying to reach out to Mr. Regis Charumbira Vusango, the ZANU-PF North America chairman. And let me see if we can get hold of him on the phone. Vachisango, Vacharumbira Vusango Magadi. I wonder if you know who Rombo does it as a funerai pa nare, Nakuti, Dofunga network in a Gerutin, say Askanam Chuansa, Yuzupinda, Palinki, Atakupai, Raganaka, Chosasi, Timbun Vakwa Muri Kuti. Munoti tirikurukura nenyaya yekuti vanhu tinoona kuti vanhu vatatu chete nezuro ndovakashaya kubva COVID-19 hongu vatatu vanhu vakawanda asi tichienzanisa nezvanga tichimboitika mazuva apera tichiona kuti paita kutseketudzika kwakakura kwazvo kwekuti namba yatidzikirei kana kuti hwando hwadzikira zvimwe chete nevari kubatwa vaine utachiwana nezuro kwakawanikwa kune vanhu 192. Vanga vachitauravo ndavatawanda Dzokora veMDC Alliance vari kuti aiva vanotenda matanho akatorwa nehurumende yekuti vanhu vanga vachidzika uyando yanhu vari kubatwa neCOVID-19 hunge huchidzika asi vari kushoropodzawo matanho akafanana nekuti vanhu vanovhurirwa kunzi vanga vachipinda vasingaende kuquarantine vari kubva kunyika dzanga dzichinzi dzanga dziine denda reDelta variant. Zvii zvamungataurawo imi?
Ndinotenda vajonga. Vazvikora semu semunhu ari kuopposition munhu ari kuita basa rake rokutsoropodza government ndozvinoita opposition ende tinondozviziva ndosaka ichinzi opposition kutsoropodza zvese zvinenge zvichiitwa negovernment zvakanaka asi hazvirevi kuti kutsoropodza kureva kuti government inenge ichikonewa itsu government yedu iro yavamunangagwa iri kugona nokuti mukaona kuti pakatanga mavariants aya achibva kusouth africa taitofunga kuti pachaita disaster yakanyanyisa of course takarasikwa nopeni kwevanhu vatora kutenda mutungamiriri wedu watinaye complex eating nangava mutungamiriri asingacheyani anoti kana akati ari kuita chinhu anochiita vajonga tiri kuona isu kuti mishonga iri kupinda mavaccines ari kupinda muzimbabwe ari kupinda on a weekly basis and the president nangagwa vari kutraya by all means to make sure kuti mishonga iyi yasvika everywhere vanhu vari kuvaccinatewa zvavo kuvaccinatewa zviya tirikuona pakatanga variant iyo kuindia delta mishonga yanga asati yanyanya kupinda mishonga yakazopinda vanhu vazhinji ndokutanga kuvaccinatewa zvinova zvakaita kuti vanhu vazhinji vacha vachimira kubatwa nechigwere nokumira kufa madeath rate redu radzika maravati vanhu vatatu chete handitika zvinhu zvokuti tofanira kutotenda mwari nokutenda kuti makatipa lita une muono wakanaka ende zvinhu zvatinokurudzira kuti vana vezimbabwe takataura tikati idai munobayiwa nhomba nokuti zvemaconspiracy hazvisevenzi zvakanga zvichitaurwa nana jobskala nanachamisa kuti isi hatibayiwi iwo manyanorweseri unobayiwa handi maona manje kwakuri kuda kuseta apo vanhu kuti gavhenmendi ite sei inzi kuzimbabwe gavhenmendi yaedim nangagwa yatadza vanhu vari kufa necovid it does not know what is doing vatoda kutenda mwari newisdom dzaakapa kuna purezidendi wedu comrade edim nangagwa kuti vari kushanda semunhu wakati the voice of the people is the voice of god for sure that concept is worked for zimbabwe saka ndoda kutenda kuti manambers edu adzika manambers evanhu vari kufa ari kuita achidzika ende tiri kuona kuti vari kubatwa necovid-19 yacho manambers avo futi ari kudzika vanhu vazhinji ko zvino vavhaccinatewa zvikoro zvedu zvavhugwa then pane nyaya yavataura vajonga zvichipedzisa zvangu ita time yenyu yavataura yakataurwa vamonica muchangwa minista vedu veinformation vazokora hati ngavaunderstand kana vachiverenga news dzokuzimbabwe ngavaverenge zvakanaka vaunderstand kuti zvinorevei zvakataurwa nokuti vakataura vachiti kana ukabva kunyika inenge ine delta variant as we are speaking now hakuna nyika isina delta variant kuri kuti anyone anotravena anotodarika nepane delta variant kana kuti unenge uchitobva kune delta variant but ivo vari kuti kana wakavhaccinatewa unoshowa paairport kuti wakavhaccinatewa wotaridza certificate yako kuti ndakavhaccinatewa then hauende kuquarantine but kana ukabva ikoko usina kana certificate usina kana kushowa kuti ini ndakambovhaccinatewa unoenda kuquarantine handizvidi baba havana kupaona here ndozvakataukwa paya vachiti ivo kana munhu akauya akavhaccinatewa anoti anoenda haachadindi paquarantine munhu bvaangoenda kwaari kuenda same thing nematicha edu atataurirwa kunzi maticha edu kuzvinhu zvese zvavhurwa kunzi so long masports vataura vakomana veati vaicomplaina nevasikana kuti todiisu veati ati yavhugwa of course nemalimited number inga about 70 indoors but kuri kunzi vanenge vachiconducta vanofanira kunge varichi vaccinated saka handisi kuziva ini kuti vedu vemdc ava zvishomoro zvavo izvi zvinombobva kupi because these are unfounded allegations that vadzokora tinokumbirawo kuti please please musati maira pachirongwa chakadaiti verengai muterere kuti gavhenmendi yezimbabwe yapasa mutemo wokuti chikwete kuya kurevera zvinhema zvakashata
maita basa vacharumbira ipapo timbonyaya yakadaro ndisandaenda kuna vadzokora ndozvavati varoda kupindura mune zuva imwe nyaya iri kunetsa panyaya yemacertificate hazvisi kuitika
maybe I chip in with the one guy here.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to put forward something to Gibbs before I come to you. I just wanted to say, you know, the issue of certification, some people, they produce fake certificates. Yes. And so there's need for scrutiny. That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, okay. Yes, we also have Mr. Busani Busontini. He is here in USA. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Julia. How are you?
Oh, very fine. How are you?
Doing well.
Wonderful. So just tell us about what's going on, you know, around you there in Upper New York. In terms of, you know, COVID-19, we see that there are some very high numbers these days, you know, in USA. So what's going on there?
Yeah, as you know, schools opened about 2 weeks ago. In our area, and I think it is the same for pretty much all the areas in the U.S. And with schools opening, definitely cases have gone up. I think we are now averaging about maybe 3,000 plus cases a day, which is equivalent to what we experienced sometime in November of 2020. So definitely when you look at the trend, things are going up. They are not slowing down in New York. I know there are other states that are even hard hit, but in New York, definitely the trend is going up.
So, Lina, kuna poge lizvigela njani kumkhuhlane lo xa wantshela ke uZulu babuntini
kunenkinga khonapho dube ngoba ungakhangela amakhampani amaningi ade sevumele ukuthi sibuyele emsebenzini. So lesitshele lokuthi hayi nxa uvaccinated hayi phele CDC ama-regulations, we don't need a mask. But mina ikhampani yami izolo isikhuphe izinqumo ezintsha. Kade sokuthiwa sokumele sigqoke ama-mask. Singaba sendaweni ehofisi nola bantu abadlula 20 sokumele sigqoke ama-mask. So i-CDC ngantha yenza imithetho kumbe ama-guidelines ebe lula masinyane. Njalo abantu besethi nxa bengena emsebenzini bekuma-conference room bezihlalele next to each other bethi hhayi thina sisahlatshwa i-vaccine akuselahlupho. Yebo, siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abahlatshiweyo ama-chances okuthi bebulele kuma-ICU malutshwane kodwa iqiniso ukuthi ngitshoma wahlatshwa ungaba-exposed emuntwini olayo i-corona kule chance ukuthi ungagula kumbe la uhambe uye-transmitter kwabanye abantu abangakahlatshwa ikakhulu abantwana. So yikho esikukhangeleyo khathesi ukuthi yebo sesibuyele emsebenzini kodwa i-CDC isitshele ukuthi hhayi alisadinga ama-mask le physical distancing ingasaqakathenga kakhulu kodwa lesebekhenjwa kabethi hhayi ngishoma wahlatshwa so kumele ubuyele kukhanazelo esikwenza ukuthi ugqoke i-mask, you know, sanitize your hands and, you know, self-distance. I think that is a sphere that
one. Yeah, so tell me about this long, going to go to Kurumakova.
What I was saying is that, you know, in New York, cases have been going up. Given the fact that people have been going back to work, the CDC had given the guidelines that we no longer need to wear masks if we are in our offices, if there's less than 20 people and we have been vaccinated. However, for my company, for instance, as of yesterday, they have walked back the whole, you know, those guidelines. Now we are required to wear masks anytime that we are in the office, whether you're vaccinated or not. So it's a departure from what the CDC has been preaching, telling people that those that are vaccinated shouldn't worry, you're protected. They were downplaying the issue of transmittal, which personally, scientifically, I don't understand why people believe that if you're vaccinated, you cannot catch the virus and transmit it. But that's an argument for another day. But definitely what we're seeing in New York with people going back to the office, there's a chance that we may have to go back to working remotely again because people are getting sick, especially those that are not vaccinated.
Thank you so much, Jen. Stay on the line. Chonga, I think we still have Mr. Sokora. Mr. Sokora, can you see me?
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead, but adjust your comment. Chonga?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just shocked that Mr. Regis doesn't consider the death of more than 4,000 Zimbabweans as a disaster. He is belittling that, saying he thought that it was going to be a disaster, but thank God for Emmerson Mnangagwa, it wasn't a disaster. It is a disaster when in a country of 14 million people, more than 4,000 people loses their lives. I sincerely believe that half those people, if not three quarters of them, would not have died if the government had stepped in at the time when everyone else was telling the government to close its borders. So it's unfortunate that ZANU-PF does not see the death of more than 4,000 Zimbabweans as a disaster, just like they don't see the death of six people that get shot in streets by soldiers as a disaster, just like they don't see the death and the murder of more than 20,000 people that were murdered in Matabeleland. They say it's not a disaster. Just like they don't see the suffering people right now, suffering of Zimbabweans that are not getting any support from the government during COVID-19. It's not a disaster to them. But I can tell Mr. Regis that our people are suffering, Zimbabweans are suffering. Most of the countries that Zimbabwe relate with are helping their people. They are giving support. They are giving social and economic support to their people. And this is non-existent in Zimbabwe, despite the fact that Zimbabwe has received millions of dollars from donors from America, from the United Kingdom. Right now, as we are speaking, Zimbabwe was given more than $1 billion, and they were given that as support of the country to what has been caused by the COVID-19. So we hope that they are going to use that money for the people of Zimbabwe, for the benefit of the people of Zimbabwe, to make sure that health facilities in Zimbabwe have everything that they need. We hope that the lives of Zimbabweans are going to improve as a result of that $1 billion. So varegize kuya pano vachitaura kuti kufa kwevanhu zvuru zvina munyika yedu diki kudaro hakuna basa. Zvino shatirisa.
Thank you so much. Regai tinzwe vavhusango pindura itinzwe.
Unoona vajonga munoona politics dzinoitwa nanazvokora kai hadzisi politics dzinovaka nyika yeZimbabwe. Right now, when you look at the almost $1 billion that was given, Tendai, Chamisa, and these Jokoras, they were going to lobby for Zimbabwe not to get that money. It's like Jokora, you are becoming like a witch of Zimbabwe. It's pathetic the way you guys do things. Now you are talking about the $1 billion that you were fighting for us not to get the money. But that's why I said, Comrade Idim Nangagwa, we were driven by God. All the things that you are planning for him to not work is working. What you need to do is to wake up from your sleep and smell the coffee. Zimbabwe will continue to grow. The economy will sustain regardless of all the activities you do in the dark. Fighting Zimbabwe, left, right, and center. Go and lobby for sanctions, you go and lobby for writing letters to the National Monetary Fund. That is Zimbabwe should not get a single cent. That you are patriotic. What you are actually doing is you are going to pay for it, Jokora. I want to tell you, you are going to pay for all the inflictions that you have been putting to the children of Zimbabwe. People are watching.
So, are you threatening me now?
Listen. Vacharumbira, tidi kuti mutaure zvinenge zvinetyisidzira vamwe. Inoyi discussion yakasununga iri open. Yes, but Iowa, we don't want you to threaten. We don't want you guys to threaten each other.
Talking about the $1 billion that we were given, they were writing letters in the National Monetary Fund for us not to get the money.
Yeah, but you should not threaten anyone.
No. The thing is, we are talking to people like Zogor. They cannot continue to be patriotic. Why? Because they go behind doors. They are trying to inflict pain on the children of Zimbabwe. We want people who are patriotic. If we're talking about politics, don't come here and tell me that the people that died in Zimbabwe, I don't have the heart for the people. Look at your statement. That a lot of people died in Zimbabwe. But I said we want to thank the government of Komandidi Mnangagwa for bringing more vaccines. That's why the death row has gone down. A lot of people that are vaccinated and giving a positive note on that. What we are doing is we are trying by all means to track everything that the government is doing.
But Mr.
If you want us to go that route of not being patriotic, you know what? I'm not interested in debating politics with people like you,
no, but Mr. Charumbira, we know you as a level-headed guy, so there's no need to threaten each other. This is an open discussion. People have their views. That's why we bring in different views, different people.
Someone is going to write letters that we should not get the money that we are supposed to get. Every country is getting the money, but someone, the opposition, your party, is going to lobby for us not to get the money. And now you come here, you're talking about the $1 billion that you were actually sleeping day and night writing letters for us not to get the money. You're cutting the money to work for the
Can you stop saying lies here?
Gibbs, chip in, Gibbs.
Yes, so Mr. Sokora, we are going to give you just about a few minutes to respond. Go ahead, sir.
The MDC Alliance has never at any time written any letter to stop the Zimbabwean people or the Zimbabwean government from getting any money anyway. What Mr. Regis is saying here are total lies, and I'm not surprised because that's the nature of ZANU-PF, to come on public broadcast and threaten people and feed Zimbabweans with lies. Mangwana wachua itara wa Zimbabwe under my sanctions. My sanctions api wachipiwa $1 billion ne IMF. My sanctions api wawaru kutawara wa regis. America ichi support Zimbabwe shakadaru. UK ichipamazi millions of dollars achienda ku Zimbabwe shakadaru. Europe ichiramba ichende samazi millions of dollars shakadaru. Ivo wa mnangagwa chayo chayo. Vane makamba na wano shanda nabo muno ma America. Atino ziva, anema zita atino ziva. Neku United Kingdom. Arquita Basarao announced my public relations companies. Sakavanu Tarot, my sanctions, actually, the API, Bachuana, Rupatro, Rogadaro, Vagunika, Zarano, Garavajungo Nongezera, Canapaines, Rupitiga, Gazi Tigam Zimbabwe, Asgavarge, the Gunongezera, MDC Alliance, Akuna, Tamba, Yakanyorwa, Toto Dog, Divanaz, Zimbabwe, Abbas Basilican, Toto and Ochino Kumbira Mari, Chitono Kumbira Guti, Batira and Vedwaru Fane Kofi Duke. Those are not eater. Saka zviri kutaurwa navaregis izvo ndezvekugotsi kwatsuro. Hakuna munhu akambonyora tsamba achiti Zimbabwe isapiwe mari.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sokora. Now we're joined by Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is based in South Africa. He's a political commentator. Baba Ngulube, sawamukela kuhlelo kwako.
Ngiyabonga baba Dube, ngiyabonga njani. Njani lonke ba?
Siyabonga kakhulu ye ukuthi sosingenile kuhlelo. So akutsho baba lapha Ngulube ukuthi nxa ukhangela khona lapho eSouth Africa. So kulenye variant le ye COVID ukuthiwa
C.1.2 So that thing has been the slave, who's studies a value in CV. As last the Queen's Oracle.
So, how to manage a very Pilanjan, Gulamanja, there was to get only variantly a Velagola India, Delta Lake. So, again, the Pilanjan Velagola.
As it is manje, we have good changes. Our numbers are going down, business is coming a little bit back to normal, lower level 4 year. But as badly, kulama changes akusei ikho lokho bekukhona ngama last 3-4 weeks back isibhedlela I pressure it seems ukuthi hayi there is a change, there is improvements.
And we on another note we hear that the government officials were going to attend this year's edition of Zim Expo here in Dallas, Texas. So it's all about trying to find out what the diaspora wants in terms of investing back home and any other issues. What would you wish the government to do for you? What can the government do for you in terms of you living in South Africa? What do you want?
We just want a good climate at home, political climate where we can go back and work, invest, trust the government, trust the situation, trust everything. Maybe we should learn one or two lessons from what just happened in Zambia. But the opposition and the government is not enemies. It's just political rival. After elections, we continue with life.
So do you trust the government right now that is in power in Zimbabwe?
No, that's, we don't trust it. We don't trust. That's why we are all over the countries. We are even scared to invest. That's very little. We are scared to invest at home. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We are not... Even if you want to settle your home, but you're not sure what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, so
game far to Kulumakova. It is a woman that seems to be about Zimbabwe, Unja Homkati, we are Lala Namta Israel, Sinaxasa of Chiso Lang, as Simoseka. Say Sabanjero, which is Hambe Kayao, Lobu Funua Hamba, where far we sent to our Koyawa was to Zabutola, we sent, which is Gadia, which he had. kuyi-1000 kuvuke sokuthi idola eli-1 asikwazi asiqiniso nje.
Kodwa abanye bathi lesaba umnyama ongalampisi.
Hayi ukuthi kwesaba umnyama ongalampisi phela akabe khona oyedwa osehambile wayabona ukuthi kwenzakalani ngoba siyakwazi iqiniso siyalazi sonke. Yikho ngilinganisa ngokuthi ngabe kunje eZambia, iZambia ama-elections edlule, they are over elections, they are continuing with life. So ku-invest abantu they are going back to normal life. Ekhaya uyesaba nje. Uyesaba. La manje, unqabe sithi sesakumnyama ngalambisi. Manje nje mina nginje, I'm planning ukuthatha i-passport zabantwana. I have to spend 15,000 for i-passport yabantu abangu-3, 5,000 for i-passport. And we are even striking to get our forms, a passport, they have to pay 300. Just to log in to have an appointment is a challenge.
Jonga, there you are.
Yes, Gibbs, I'm trying to connect with Dr. Frederick Taylor of ZimExpo. He's the ZimExpo board chair, but I'm trying to call him. And while I was trying to do that, I lost Mr. Charumbira.
We still have Mr. Ntini, I think, yes.
Yes. Go ahead. But what I just wanted to know maybe is how Zimbabweans in South Africa are coping with this new variant. Because we understand last time when the Delta variant was discovered, some Zimbabweans decided to return home for a while things cooled down. I don't know how things are this time around. Sir, the gentleman in South Africa.
Ngolobe.
Yeah, sorry. It's not out of hand yet. We heard from the news that there is another variant, but we haven't seen it on the ground as last time. So still life as usual. People went back home because they lost jobs. Of course, even now people are losing jobs. But we can't say it's because of the current variant. We haven't seen this variant so far, but the situation is bad.
Thank you so much. Gibbs?
Now, Mr. Ntini, looking at the way things are happening, you know, in terms of the Zim Expo edition this year, you know, there are some government representatives attending the Zim Expo, which is going to be convened this weekend. So tell us, what would you wish could come out of the Zim Expo in terms of the diaspora policy? You know, because they are going around saying Zimbabwe is ready for investment, Zimbabwe is ready for business, it's open for business, and all those kind of things. Can you talk around those issues?
Yeah, I really do appreciate the Zim Expo guys. I know quite a few of them during my time when I was in the DC area. I think especially the gentleman that is now in Atlanta. But I think Zimbabwe can be open for business. We can say it's open for business, but if the, you know, if things on the ground are not fixed, if the politics is not fixed, the economy is not fixed, it is hard to invest at home. Like what Ngulu was saying, you know, you may, you know, have in the banking that you have, you know, a cow. You may wake up tomorrow, you are being told that your cows have turned out to be donkeys because they don't have one currency. If I go in today to Zimbabwe with my US dollars, there's no guarantee that I'll be able to get my capital out, that I'll be able to get my profit out. They need to fix this issue of the currency. If they can stick with the US dollars only, let that be. If they want to go with the won not, let that be. They cannot have more than one currency and expect people to bring in their hard-earned cash with no safeguards or no you know, promises that you'll be able to get your money out. So that's a big issue for me. So Zim Expo, yes, I do appreciate them coming out every year or every other year. You know, if I were to attend this one, I think the only thing that I'll go there for is to renew my passport if they, you know, have someone who's coming out to help us renew our passports. But other than that, it's hard really to sell Zimbabwe to anyone that is outside of Zimbabwe right now.
Still fine, isn't it?
Nawumbono wami iZim Expo into enhle kakhulu ngoba iyasikhonektha labasekhaya kumbe ngabameli begovernment abasekhaya. Kodwa iqiniso yokuthi kuzima ukuthi umuntu ethathe imali yakhe kumbukuthi ukonvince abantu abalezimali ukuthi bethathe imali yakhe ehambise eZimbabwe ngoba kulenhlupho ezithize okwepolitiki kumele kulungiswe okwe-economy kumele kulungiswe ikakhulu ye-economy sikhangele indaba ye-currency they need to pick one currency behlale le-currency yodwa kwenzeka ukuthi ngingangena mna le mali yami ngama-US dollars ngama-pound ngiyazi ukuthi hhayi xa sengifuna ukukhipha imali yami ngizakwanisa ukuyikhipha nxa sengithola ama-profit ami ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ngiwakhiphe elizweni lezimbabwe but khathesi kule ngozi yokuthi ngingahamba bisa ama-US dollars ami engavuka setshintshile sodwa sengamabhondi kusasa yilo uhlupho olukhona ikakhulu kodwa mina ngokwami nxa izinto i-expo seliqhubeka nxa ukuthi bengaba lethuba lokuyafika khona into ade engayenzayo ukuthi ngiye-renew i-passport yami kade ngaphandle kwalokho hhayi angiboni ukuthi ngingazama ukukhombisa omunye umuntu ukuthi ayi-investe ezimbabwe kwalesi sikhathi kumele kulunge izinto ezithize engizitshilo ezeyi-economy lezepolitiki.
Yes, I was going to get
Yes, Gibbs, I'm still trying to call Dr. Tunderai Taylor, the ZimExpo board chair, but unfortunately he's not picking up because he was traveling to Dallas, Texas, where the ZimExpo is happening. But I think we can hear from Mr. Jokora, your take, Mr. Jokora, on the ZimExpo and mostly looking at the issue of diaspora policy, where we understand that there are government officials there to respond to any queries about that and also explaining to Zimbabweans the benefits of the diaspora policy.
I want to appreciate the organizers of Zim Expo. It's a good thing that they're doing. They bring Zimbabweans together. We as the MGC Alliance will be there represented by our branch in Texas, Dallas. We have always had a relationship with Zim Expo. We always go there and play. Like now, we have a stand there. And any people that want to know more about the presence of the MGC Alliance in North America can go and discuss. And in the pursuant discussion, that will be ongoing with the Zimbabwean community and the Zimbabwean government. We will be fully represented by our branch chairperson there, Advocate Masie, who will obviously be representing the interests of Zimbabweans here in North America, especially those affiliated with the MDC Alliance. And coming back to the issue of engagement by the government, we welcome that spirit of engagement. We welcome that it has finally dawned on the government that there are people in Zimbabwe, that the Zimbabwean government now fully recognize and realize that there are Zimbabweans who are out there who should be equal partners in the development of the country. We just hope that they're not just coming because they're thinking the diaspora remittances are going to die down, because there's been a lot of talk, a lot of noise about Zimbabweans stopping the diaspora remittances because their voices are not being heard. So I sincerely hope that the government will be consulting in sincerity, that when they hear what Zimbabweans are going to say, what Zimbabweans are going to give to them at the expo, they'll go back home and implement that honestly. What we've seen in the years, because this is not the first time that the government has tried to come out and lure Zimbabweans to go back to Zimbabwe. They come here, they get the people's concerns, and then when they go back to Zimbabwe, they go back to their old ways, to what they've been doing in the past 40 years, that they don't recognize Zimbabweans. We in the diaspora have been asking the government to allow diaspora vote, to allow Zimbabweans in the diaspora to exercise their constitutional right, is what is happening with Mozambicans, Zambians, Malawians, and other Africans in our region who are allowed to vote from where they are. So we hope that they will seriously consider that plea, because we have always said that there shouldn't be any taxation without representation, and there shouldn't be, you know, nothing that should be discussed about us. decisions made about us without us. So hopefully they will listen. As we are speaking right now, as Zimbabweans are in North America, we are preparing for a very big demonstration at the United Nations in New York, where our theme is around the issue of the diaspora vote. We are fighting for the diaspora vote. The government has to listen. The government has to ensure that in 2023, every Zimbabwean who is entitled by the Constitution to vote is allowed to vote. And we are not only demanding the diaspora vote, but we are demanding the diaspora voter together with the all the safety precautions that go with it. We don't want the diaspora vote to be used by the government as a potential source of rigging. So we'll be there in the in New York. Chief Ndweni will be flying all the way from the United Kingdom, and we'll be having some people from Zimbabwe and other countries that will be coming to be in solidarity with us as Zimbabweans. So as they are here, the officials are from the government, they should listen to what they are going to, the people are going to say. Our chairman definitely is going to put up a good representation in as far as the diaspora vote is concerned.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. We have Mr. Charumbira Vusango on the phone. We can hear from him before we go to our other guests. Vacharumbira Vusango, ndofunga maamuchinzwa zvaitaurwa navadzokora.
Yes, I think ndapindira pa nese pakati. I think the last three quarter of his message.
Ah, okay. Regai ndiko kupa highlight. Vanga vachitaura pamusoro pe Zim Expo iriko yezvino, vatanga vachitaura kuti aiva vano tenda nekurumbidza varongi vemutambo iwe weZim Expo. Vari kuorganiza vachitaura kuti aiva vanhu vari kukwanisa kuti vabatanidze vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Pamusoro pezvo vanga vachitsanangura pamazopinda vanga vachitaura nenyaya yediaspora policy nezvavanofunga kuti zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa. Ndofunga ndo pamazopindira ipapo. Taura henyu.
Ndotenda sikuru. Ndotenda mashoko atagwana akatsokora pa three quarter of the message basi zvamaenda. Mashoko akanaka sikuru iwavo. Ndotanga nediaspora vote. I think but the diaspora votes issues in ZANU-PF will still stand with the government and the ZEC's mandate. You could see there is quite a lot that can be that needs to be put together. Could the diaspora vote Bude? The diaspora vote I look at this on Jinofunga sometimes you could say you could see ZANU-PF, ZANU-PF in a big following the diaspora. Right now the diaspora policy. I don't know in the habit you are the formalities actually in diaspora. Vazokora kana muri ku New York kana muri ku America, conduct a embassy mupuwe document iro rinenge ratova almost to maturity. Mori verenga moona kuti government position yacho pa diaspora ndechi. Inije ndichikumbira nechekuti sevana veZimbabwe kana kuti tibhita ka that is the tine muono kuti what it's not about us, it's about the people at large, Zimbabwe at large. It's even about the children of Zimbabwe who will come after us, generations to come. Now we see this development in Kitka Ikoko Expo. I think this is not a new development, you know, Karachitika, Kudubai, you look at your foot, it's being done all over the world. Zimbabwean embassies. Foreign affairs. But I would say my comments to make sure that they mobilize and they make it of Zimbabwe only whoever they are to understand that yes, you can be the diaspora. We really appreciate what you are doing, but at the end of the day, you have to put all that you are doing out here to your country because there's a lot of brains in Zimbabwe in terms of food. Economy, politics, or whatever, social lives, and all that. So it is a very good development, you know, putting in Manaya, Zimbabwe. This is not political. You come together and you showcase what you showcase. There's quite a lot of people from Zimbabwe who are expertise in various areas. And we want to thank also the government and the foreign affairs offices for initiating this development. Because without this, it will be difficult for us to continue to showcase our country. I would want to say, as Zimbabweans, we should look at how beautiful our country is, the heritage, the culture, the traditions of our country. If we can come together like other countries, and we look at our country together without using too much of politics, because sometimes we do involve too much politics in each and every bit of our discussion. Some of our discussions, they don't need politics. It does not matter which political group you belong to or you affiliate to, we can have constructive discussion about building our country, Zimbabwe, without, because the moment we align ourselves to every political figure, then we start taking the hate if it's there and the division that is there between those leaders. So now what I'm urging, and I've been always saying this, if you recall, that we as people in the diaspora, in Zimbabwe, why can't we sometimes have discussions that don't include politics? You and me, Zoko, we can do something, we can formalize things, we can come up with plans and a lot of things that we can do to build our nation without politics. But the moment we involve politics, then we start looking at each other with different eyes. And I don't want to continue doing that, and I don't also want you to continue doing that, because the moment we do that, we will continue to push Zimbabwe backwards instead of forward. Look at Dubai. Look at where they are. Look at Singapore. Look at other countries. Even in Africa itself, there are some countries that if you meet South Africans, if you meet people from Malawi, I meet Malawians all the time, they talk about politics, but they talk lightly about politics. They value the relationship that they have abroad than the relationship that they have politically back home. So this is what I want to extend to my colleagues in FDC. For us to build this Zimbabwe, we have to start imitating each other, not always politically, but economically and socially. Once we do that, because politics comes after our economy and our social activity. We meet together, we eat, then we talk about politics. We don't just meet and talk about politics. So, in the current analogy, some of us, we are relatives. But sometimes when you talk about politics, we start pointing fingers at things that are not good. And then we start corrupting discussions that are not needed. Zimbabweans who are listening, they don't want to continue hearing rhetoric. They want to see substance. So I want to thank the government, the foreign affairs offices, for what they initiated over there in America. Those who are there, they can go. As far as the demo session that Zokora was talking about, that is when and who other people are coming, we are also aware of that demonstration. We are always actually there in New York during that time. We are there to defend the sovereignty of our party as Zambia, and also the position of the country. So we will meet there on the streets of New York by the UN there. You know where we always meet. And if we are going to have some dialogue, you know, I would think that meeting for a demonstration, it does not feed anyone to our people. It does not give food to anyone's mouth. But it was going to be good for us to meet there and discuss about ways we can improve the economic, political situations of our country.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Vusango. So, Babungulube, your last word, sir.
I'm happy to hear such a good statement from ZANU-PF National Party. Is it practice on the ground? Do Zimbabweans do that? Do ZANU-PF preach that kind of statement to the population on the ground? I wonder. Hey, thanks very much to everyone. I think we have got a hope. I don't know what's going to happen next.
But
No, thank you, Mr. Juve, and thank you, Mr. Joker, for inviting us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think we've come to the end of the show, Chonga. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tawanda Tsokora of the MTC Alliance in North America, Mr. Richard Vusango of ZANU-PF, is also in North America, Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is a political activist based in South Africa, and Mr. Musani Mbusontini, a commentator based in New York, USA. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kande Mirin, Kipu Sangana Zakarim, Nesimu Zirongwa, the Studio 7, Mara Zakanaka Lachere.
Good night.